put them in the screws, brass screws, so they don't pull out and go rust. I went down in one day to Harbuck Lake. We went fishing out in that lake. We didn't have a motor. We had to paddle it down and pull it. Keep catching the fish, went down the creek. Down the little creek, and one of them was hanging over the lake, over the creek. Little devil, man, it stuck in the bottom of the boat. I had to scooch down to get on and go through the canal and then threw it onto the next opening, the next lake. And that thing punched a hole in the bottom of the boat, knocked on the little cord. I had to get out and take that boat out, didn't have any hammer or anything else, and kind of pushed the boat back up. Got it stopped up with one of our shirts. Tore it back, and I had to go all, either around that lake 6 miles, straight across the bottom of the mile and a half. Decided we'd go straight across. One leeching when we started. Four of us in there. Two of us paddling and two of them fishing. Got out in the middle of that thing and that board came loose. One of those clowns stepped on that board. That limb knocked loose and that water filled in there. We couldn't pop it. Pop the bail it out. I thought we was going to have to swim a half a mile. I knew I couldn't swim a half a mile. Finally, we got them all up in one end. Got the boat angled enough to where the water wasn't rushing in. One of us got in there and dived under the boat and pushed the board back up. Took one of our jackets, crammed it in the hole, and got the thing stopped. We got back close enough to shore. Old boys were clowning around out there. They were drinking. Two of them fishing were drinking. My boss and I were paddling. I said, I'm not going paddling anymore. Those clowns want to get out of here. They can get out of here any way they can. I reached the bottom, shallow lake, about 100 yards from shore. I said, I'm going back to camp. I'll walk home back. You can fool with them if you want to. I'm tired of those drunks. I got out and walked back to camp. I just got in the water good, and I looked around. He was coming too. He left him out there. I said, you better not go. They'll drown. I said, that thing will fill up and drown. He said, oh, they ain't drunk as they make out like they are. We all worked for them. All three of us did. So he and I went on back to camp about a mile and a half. And we got back, and those clowns had stopped that boat up and paddled it just offshore from the camp. We were sitting out there watching us cook supper. They're afraid to come in. They didn't know what we were going to say to them or what we were going to do. They decided they'd fish a little. They started casting. They hadn't caught a fish all afternoon. All they'd been paddling, a lot of hard work. My hands were blistered. And he cast out there and they caught five fish with us standing there on the shore watching them. It made the boss so mad he like had a fit. They come on in and threw him down, grabbed a bottle, started drinking gin. He said, if you all going to eat any of this fish, you better come clean them. They wouldn't clean them. They wouldn't eat any supper. They didn't want anything. That felt too good. We cooked one apiece for ourselves and let them do that. We never would go fishing with them again. They didn't. They want to go fishing, they go by themselves.
Have you ever seen a lochet boat or anything like that?
Lochet?
Lochet.
Well, they have regular lochet pads around these lakes now. You go down there and they'll launch your boat for $1.50. You run up there on the trailer, ask them to launch your boat. They lost it for you.
What do you use to tie them up to, your boats?
They got a what?
What would you use to tie your boat up to?
They use the beach. Some of them have wharves, but they got a big boat to use. But Cliff Daddy got a big boat. It's longer than this room. It takes 6-7 people. He lived down there on the lake. And he got the cabin in it, you can sleep in. He'd go out there and spend the night in it. Drive off down the lake and wanted to fish certain berry of it, placed in it, launch it overnight, go down there and